Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is author Austin Roos, president of the Center for Family and Human Rights, CFAM. Recently, Austin Roos wrote an article entitled Smoking Out the Groomers for Crisis Magazine. Roos writes, God bless Ron DeSantis. He has smoked out the groomers. What we have learned from the Don't Say Gay bill is that the gays want to say and say and say and say and say. The love that dares not speak its name simply cannot shut up. And what we have known all along is that they are eager to groom the little ones. That's, again, a quote from Austin Roos. Austin joins us right now. Austin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. Okay, so when the bill that Ron DeSantis signed into law recently, it was called the Parental Rights Bill, but the left called it the Don't Say Gay Bill, and that was really disingenuous. First, let's talk about the bill, and then we'll talk about the grooming issue.
Well, the bill has to do with protecting children from inappropriate sexual content. So what we have learned over the last actually several years is that the public school system is keenly interested in sullying the innocence of our children by introducing them to inappropriate content, age inappropriate content, ideological content. And so what the Florida bill sought to do was to ensure that A, this does not happen, and then if it does happen, that parents have to know. The thing that we know about the sexual left in the public school system is that they do not want parents to know what's really going on. In the Fairfax County school system where we lived, we found out that a lot of the material came in not in sex ed, but in what was known as family life education, which happened in all sorts of different classrooms and not just the one that you would think it would come into.
So in other words, there may be a situation if there's a sex ed class or something and then the parents were alerted, okay, there's going to be a sex ed class. And then maybe some of those parents would say, you know what, I want to opt out my child for that particular class. But meanwhile, it snuck in other curriculum, such as this family life thing that you're talking about.
Well, that's right. And one thing that we have asked for here in Fairfax County, my wife fights on this issue and has for years, is not opt out, but opt in. That in order to have this material, parents have to actually sign a document that say that their children can experience this material. Precisely because a lot of parents just, you know, don't know what's going on. One of the beautiful things about the fight over critical race theory is that it has awakened parents to what really goes on in the classroom. And this has reverberated through, you know, the LGBT transgender agenda, which is also being foisted upon children, as we know, from the situation in Florida and golly, all over the country.
Yeah. And comment about Disney. I mean, here's a situation where there are literally thousands of employees in Disney. The vast majority of the employees themselves apparently don't agree with a small vocal minority within them, but they seem to have all the power and so forth. So any comment about Disney and then also DeSantis and Disney?
Well, you know, the corporations in America, and not just Disney, have been taken over by the sexual left now many years ago. They took over the human rights departments. They've taken over the philanthropy wings of major corporations. They've taken over the marketing departments. And so you see this played out. And it came to everyone's attention because, you see it during Pride Month, you know, when, you know, children's cereal boxes are festooned with rainbow imagery. But in the Disney situation, I mean, they're in business precisely to entertain children and families. And so now we know from the secret recording that, this is all quite deliberate. It's with impunity. They insist that they're going to continue doing it. And so when this bill came up, you know, Disney decided to put pressure on the governments. And, you know, and this happens with corporate America all the time. A few years ago on a religious freedom bill in the state of Indiana, the corporations struck immediately and said they're going to pull business out of the state of Indiana. Sadly, Mike Pence caved to the LGBT lobby within 24 hours and struck down the religious freedom bill. But this happens all over the country all the time. I was talking to a religious freedom attorney on one of our podcasts just this week, and he said the real problem is big investment firms like BlackRock and Vanguard, who have also been taken over by the sexual left and are dictating policy to American corporations. So the problem is massive. But clearly, Disney, it's kind of a good thing that this came to the fore with Disney, because it has awakened a lot of people.
And DeSantis is really the exception, not the rule.
Well, that's certainly the case. Although I would say, I think half the states have passed laws ensuring that girls don't have to play sports with boys. So there is an awakening around here. Now, whether it will reverberate all the way down to the sex ed programs in the grade schools, we shall see. But yeah, DeSantis is doing an amazing job, and he is really awakened me to the possibilities of a possible DeSantis presidency.
Hmm. Well, you know, one of the things I've seen in some of the protesters, let's say the parents protesting against Disney, one of the signs says, "Let kids be kids." And then I've heard people say, you know, why don't they just go back to telling entertaining stories and stuff? Why do they have to try and indoctrinate with this nonsense, this bad, immoral stuff?
Well, you know, and it is a sad thing that they won't let kids be kids. They really do want to steal the innocence of children, and they're doing it at younger and younger ages. I mean, golly, our advice to American families is get your children out of government schools right away, but remain active in the governance of government schools. I mean, even if you don't have children in the government school, doesn't mean you can't go down to the school board and raise a rumpus. And the reason is because you're taxpayers and your money is going to the public schools, so you have a right to voice your opinion. So my wife and I, we advise people to get out of the government schools, do homeschooling, go to private schools that are good, go to religious schools that are good, but still remain involved at the school board level.
As far as the founding fathers of America, do you think they would ever have envisioned something like this? In fact, John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Your comments?
I'm reading a book right now about the Revolutionary War and the socio-political atmosphere at that time. And you know what? We're not Puritans. But boy, were they hard-nosed, blue-nosed Calvinists. You know, they were fining people for public profanity. So no, the founding, this would be completely bizarre to the founding fathers. It would be completely bizarre to the Civil War generation, to the World War I generation, to the World War II generation. This is all brand new stuff. And, you know, quite frankly, right from the pits of hell.
Wow. And it's interesting. I just saw that in the town that I was born in, which is Evanston, Illinois, I saw that the school board there in Evanston and Skokie or something, that they're going to have some sort of curriculum for kids, basically trying to teach them about, you know, alternative lifestyles, LGBTQ and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, this is spreading in different parts of the country. It's amazing.
Well, that's exactly right. And what people need to understand is that it is, in fact, happening everywhere. And therefore, anybody listening to this has to get involved and demand to know what they're teaching their children, no matter where you are, because the poison comes down from the Department of Education at the federal level, Department of Justice, indeed. All the way down to the local grade school. People have to wake up to the fact that this is happening everywhere. In every tiny town, this is happening.
Is it really true that the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus sang a song that they're coming for our children, or was that more of a joke?
No, that was a real thing. They have taken it down. I believe in my piece we linked to it. But no, they're very clear. Now, this is not a claim that they want that they're pedophiles. No, but the sexual left is coming to indoctrinate our children. They are coming to indoctrinate our children. I like to point out that years ago in the Ottoman Empire, the Sultan deliberately kidnapped Christian children and turned them into an army called the Janissaries. Yeah. The purpose of the Janissaries specifically was to attack Christian communities. So the sexual left is trying to steal our children and turn them against our families and our churches. So it is a very real thing that they are coming for our children.
And any comments on the transgender agenda? It's all part of the same thing.
Well, certainly it is the cutting edge of the sexual revolution. My hope is that it is a bridge too far, that the transgender agenda has awakened a lot of people, particularly, you know, moms and dads whose daughters are playing sports. I'm sitting at my daughter's school right now looking out the window at girls playing sports. And this school where my children go had to pull out of the local division that they were playing in because the division wouldn't ensure that the girls wouldn't be playing against biological males. So the transgender thing, I think, is going to awaken a lot of moms and dads to the craziness that's going on. I mean, they're cutting off, you know, healthy body parts. It is diabolical what's going on with children today.
Huh. Okay. What else? What can parents do about all this? And by the way, I got a quick question for you. I would guess that many of the people involved, you know, in the grooming, as you call it, you know, and that's not a term, you know, that originated with you, but many of them basically are not parents themselves. They don't have children. Or if they do,
I don't know the complete demographics of everyone who is trying to indoctrinate children. And that's what grooming refers to. They're not necessarily grooming them to sexually abuse them. They're grooming them into a sexual ideology that inevitably leads to sorrow and in many cases to death. I don't know. You know, I think that just maybe even regular teachers and not these pierced, you know, people with blue hair that you see on TikTok, but maybe regular teachers have bought into the idea that, quote unquote, experts are telling them that if a child feels a little bit different, they used to tell them that they were gay. And now they tell them, well, you know, you may be transgender. You're just uncomfortable with your body. Some people, regular teachers, have been told by so-called experts that this is a real thing. So not everybody who is teaching this is so obviously disturbed. It can be just regular people who have mistakenly believed the so-called public health experts who are a danger.
Yeah, you know, I was talking recently with Emily Gao of the Alliance Defending Freedom, and she was saying, in reference to transgender and the transgender issue, that of those children who suffer with gender dysphoria, where they're, you know, maybe it's a little boy who thinks maybe I'm a little girl, she said that if adults or others don't interfere with that person's life, in 80 to 95% of the cases, they're all resolved by puberty. But the interference is wherein the problem lay. Okay, we have 1 minute left.
Well, dollars to donuts that boy who may think he's a girl didn't have that idea on his own. He had that idea from a counselor, a teacher, yeah. You know, somebody on YouTube. This is why they call it a social contagion, because it is catching through YouTube and TikTok and places like that. A little boy will never on his own think he's a little girl. Maybe a little boy, doesn't necessarily play roughhouse sports or whatever. And somebody says, well, you know, you might be transgender. This is not an idea that a little boy comes to on his own. It is imposed upon him by people with an ideological agenda.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Austin Roos. The website is cfam.org. That's c-fam.org. Thank you, Austin. All the best.
Anytime. Thank you so much.